100 years ago, farmer and real estate developer J.C. Fortner purchased 6,000 acres of hardpan soil miles north of the small city of Fresno. He eventually planted around 600,000 fig trees, an operation so large that his massive order for Fordson tractors prompted Henry Ford himself to travel west to see exactly what was happening in the area now known as Fig Garden. Eventually, Fortner would sell off lots in the area, which is to this day one of Fresno's historic neighborhoods. It's also coming full circle this weekend, as Fig Garden Village's Whole Foods is the site of an event that celebrates one of the Valley's tastiest products. It's called Fig Fest. And joining us now on Valley Edition is Carla Stockley. She is the CEO of the California Fig Advisory Board. Carla, welcome.
Thank you.
This is exciting. It's an exciting time, not just because Fig Fest is coming up this Saturday, but also this is the harvest season right now. And in fact, it's even a little early this year, right?
Certainly. We're so excited because we want to celebrate the bounty of the harvest. And it is peak season. We're 2 weeks early. The weather, as everybody knows, has been so unbelievably hot early. But we're excited because, you know, when you think figs, think California. This Saturday, August 9th, we're going to be celebrating fresh figs, dried figs. The restaurants that are participating are going to be developing and sampling some amazing dishes. We've got over 13 restaurants, local restaurants that will be out, as well as specialty food companies. The event this year, as you said, back at, you know, it's full circle. It's going to be in Fig Garden Village. There's not too many fig trees still in the Fig Garden, but we're bringing fig trees. One of our growers will be selling fig trees. And then, of course, consumers can buy fresh and dried figs and sample and get lots of great recipes.
There's something still a little bit exotic about the fig, even for somebody who grew up in Fresno.
So agree with that. One of the things, it's not an everyday fruit. And on the dried side, and we talked about this before we came on the air, on the dried side, demand has really just escalated. And part of that is we like to communicate to media, chefs, and consumers, you can have dried figs all year round. Put them in your pantry. They're stable all year round. But fresh figs you get mid-May through December. So enjoy that fresh, full flavor. But demand has increased both for fresh and dried. Figs have been on the specialty food, it's a fancy food show. We have been recognized for 3 years in a row in the top five on-trend flavors, which that is so exciting because, you know, many people think of figs as the Fig Newton, but people are now learning it's so much more than that.
What makes the Central Valley the place that is home to the fig?
Well, J.C. Fortner. But today, what makes it home of the fig, it really is the dedication, cultural practices of the growers. That's first and foremost. And then you've got the just ideal soil combined with that and our weather patterns, which we don't know what they are anymore. But ideally, the weather, the hot Mediterranean type climate we have here is ideal and perfect for growing figs.
So this year, things are about 2 weeks early, you were telling me. Fortunately, it's early in time for Fig Fest.
Yes.
And not the other way around.
Yes.
It wouldn't be good to have Fig Fest without figs. So luckily, we have plenty for people this year. What can people expect who maybe have not been to the event before, haven't been in a few years?
Well, what they can expect is they're going to be able to sample food, as I said, from many of the restaurants locally. We've got from Love and Garlic, Trellio, The Vineyard, Bella Pasta, The Painted Table, Max's Bistro, The Elbow Room, Vino and Friends, and the list goes on and on about restaurants they may not be able to dine at every week. So again, they're going to sample great food from the restaurants, especially food companies, Rosenthal Olive Oil, Dugout Cookies, which is our presenting sponsor, old-time favorite here in the Valley. They've got their special fig cookie, which they make with dried figs, so you can get it year-round. But they're going to be giving out fresh fig or dried fig cookies that they present as well. And then we've got wineries. We've got breweries as well. I'm going to be giving a talk on Figology 101. So it's the science of figs, but it's the science consumerized. And so it's going to be learning about the unique varieties of figs, the different flavor profiles of figs, how you can incorporate them with simple steps and pairings in your home, you know, 3 to 5 ingredients, that kind of thing. And that'll be, I believe, at 9:45 in the Whole Foods Cooking Center. Then we've got chefs doing demos. I'm the one that's not a chef, so I'm going to do that part, and then we're going to segue into 2 chef demos. So again, we want people to learn how to use figs every day and then sample them, of course.
So you have brought some figs with you today. It's not television, so our listeners can't see these, but can you tell us about these 3 varieties? These are the ones that you'll most likely see in the stores or at Fig Fest. Tell me about the Mission Fig and go from there.
So we've got the Mission Fig here, and the one we've got a fresh Mission Fig. When you think of flavor profiles, we like to describe this more like a Cabernet. It's got some wonderful wine notes of a Cabernet. When Mission Figs are dried, it's more like a tawny port because you've got the concentration of sugars. That pairs so beautifully with blue cheese and, of course, a glass of wine. Then you've got the Brown Turkey Fig, and this fig's only produced fresh. It's got some unique flavor profiles of more like a Pinot Noir. It's got some earthy notes also, but it's more Pinot Noir-ish. It's beautiful. It's got the dark black, and then it's got some stripes on it and almost like a burgundy look to it. These are perfect for roasting also or grilling because they hold very nicely, wrapping with some prosciutto, and it's perfect. Pairs well with blue cheese also. Then we have the Cadotta Fig, which really is something I grew up with because my family's Italian. Cadotta and Mission Figs were what we had. But the Cadotta Fig is more like a flavor profile of a Sauvignon Blanc. It's very light, so it's going to go well with some light pairings, some not so strong flavors. These three varieties will be out there, fresh and dried. And then we'll also have we're going to have Calamurna, Sierra Figs, and I think one or two more varieties. We do have a unique new variety, a Tiger Fig, which is striped. Really beautiful. Our grower will be sampling that as well.
If people want information about the event, what are the particulars? When is it? And again, tell us all where it's at.
Okay.
All those things.
So it's August 9th at Whole Foods Market, Northeast Parking Lot. It starts from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Tickets you can buy online, californiafigs.com. You can also buy tickets at Whole Foods Market. They are $10 for general admission in advance and $15 for wine. If you buy them at the gate, it's going to be $15 for general admission, $20 for wine.
So you save a little getting them in advance.
Correct.
And if somebody wants information, maybe they have a fig tree in their backyard and they don't exactly know what to do with the fruit. Maybe they're trying to think up some new idea. Are there recipes or things on your website, things like that?
Certainly. There's recipes on the website, the californiafigs.com. Go to the website. Also, you can come out to Fig Fest and we're going to have some great recipes. Fig layer bars, which is a signature of the fig industry that we always sample. And the other thing that's going to be exciting is the Ronald McDonald House is going to receive some of the proceeds from the event. They're going to have the Ronald McDonald House out there, and they're also going to educate consumers about what they do in the community. So it really is celebrating figs, but also a lot of community interaction at the event.
Well, it certainly is going to be a fun time and a very appropriate location in Fig Garden. Again, it's Fig Fest taking place this Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Whole Foods Market in Fresno's Fig Garden Village. Carla Stockley has been our guest. She's the CEO of the California Fig Advisory Board, californiafigs.com. All right, Carla, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.